Well, obviously, drug costs are a big issue for cities and counties and school districts, as they are for everybody these days. And over the last number of years, a number of municipalities such as Flagler County, Florida, Kokomo, Indiana, Schenectady County, New York, have sort of contracted with a middleman to help them buy drugs from Canada and overseas. And it can save 60, 70, 80% off the cost of drugs. And in many cases, the savings is so big to the local governments that the local governments make it so the drugs are free. In other words, the local government is saving so much the price off of its drugs that they can, the individual or the employee, can get the drugs for free.
You talked about a few counties in the school district that did this. How widespread is it?
It's fair to say dozens of counties. It's really unclear. Nobody has done a full, complete count. But as part of our research at Kaiser Health News on this, we found dozens of counties.
Is it illegal to get prescription medications from other countries?
Yes, the FDA says it's illegal to bring in drugs from overseas into the United States. But for the last couple decades, the FDA has allowed people to buy drugs for personal use from overseas. As one FDA official told me, we're not going out to prosecute grandma.
Why does the FDA say people shouldn't be allowed to get cheap prescriptions from foreign countries?
They say basically that the FDA can control the supply of medications in the United States, that the FDA has much more oversight where they can ensure the safety of those medications here as opposed to when they're coming from pharmacies overseas.
You've reported on storefronts that help people do the same thing, but the FDA has cracked down on them. Tell us about that.
So there have been these storefronts that have existed in Florida for almost 15 years now, particularly serving seniors who were leery of going on the internet and buying a drug from someone who they couldn't see. So some of these storefronts set it up where they would, again, the storefront would serve as a middleman where they'd go in, they'd sit with somebody who'd go over their what drugs they needed, and they'd sit in front of a computer terminal and they would show them what price they could get at pharmacies around the world, or particularly in Canada. These stores are not pharmacies. They don't have the drugs themselves. So they've existed for a number of years. But last fall, one of these storefronts called Canadian Med Store was raided by these FDA agents who were claiming what they were doing was illegal. They didn't shut them down, but they certainly put a scare into these stores to raise questions of what they were doing.
The FDA hasn't done similar raids on these benefit programs at school districts and municipalities. Do they have a different policy for them?
The FDA has let these things go on. And so the policy has been, if the FDA wanted to step in and do something, they've had many, many, many years to do it, and they've chosen not to. And that's what I think has given a green light to more and more of these local governments to do this. But it's also raised the question of how they could let cities, counties, municipalities help their employees buy drugs from overseas. But at the same time, if there's a middleman wants to help an individual in a city do the same thing, it might be seen by some to be sort of hypocritical that why would they let one do it but not the other?
Okay. Well, Phil Galitz with Kaiser Health News, thanks for sharing your report with us.
You're welcome.